Lisa C. launched her literary career with the nonfiction book On Gold Mountain. The story chronicles her great-great-grandfather's journey from China to California and follows multiple generations. She went on to write 10 novels since then. She spoke recently at the Sonoma Valley Regional Library about her latest work, The Island of Sea Women. The book takes place on Jeju Island in South Korea and spans multiple decades. KRCB's Adia White spoke with her about what inspired her for the novel.
It is about the diving women of Jeju Island. These women take deep breaths. They dive down on a single breath, down about 60 feet. That's deep enough to get the bends. They stay underwater 2 to 3 minutes, and they harvest seafood. They're the breadwinners in their families, and traditionally the men on this island have stayed home to take care of the babies, to take care of the cooking and the house and the elders in the family. As recently as the late 1970s, there were still about 40,000 of these divers. They would retire at age 55 if they lived that long. It's very, very dangerous work. Today, there are about 4,000 of them left. The youngest one is 55. But about 4 years ago, UNESCO gave them the designation of an intangible World Heritage tradition. And part of the reason they did that was that they're expecting that this culture is going to be gone from the earth that time 15 years, so now about 10 or 11 years from today.
I read a few interviews that you did about the book, and one of the things that really struck me was that they at one point ended up diving in Russia in the middle of winter. Can you talk a little bit about their ability to dive in freezing cold water to those depths?
Yes, these women had the greatest ability of any human group on Earth to withstand cold water. And they would go do itinerant work off the coast of China, Japan, mainland Korea. But the coldest place they would go was in the waters off the coast of Vladivostok. And that water in winter is so cold that really the only thing that's keeping it from freezing is the level of salt in the water. And they were wearing these little homemade cotton kind of little jumpers, you know, little bathing suits that they made that had no protection at all against the cold.
And for this novel specifically, can you talk about your process of researching the women of Jeju and all the interviews that you did there?
I went to Jeju. I had really sort of three types of interviews that I was doing with the divers. So some of these interviews had been set up in advance. I would go and meet with them in their house. Sometimes it was 2 hours. Sometimes there was one that we went 8 hours straight. She was in her 90s. She just had endless energy at the end. Everybody else was exhausted, but she was still going. They're a group of women who are semi-retired or injured or fully retired, who sit on the beach and gather and sort the seaweed that's washed ashore overnight. And so with those women, I would just walk up and say, can I sit with you and talk with you for a while? My experience has been with the research that I've done that over the years and lots of different places, is that the older people are, the more they want to share their stories with you.
That was author Lisa C. talking with KRCB's Adia White. You can hear the full-length interview, plus find a link to her book at norcalpublicmedia.org.